Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You're the me.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
I'm gonna come.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
Oh, man, I can shoot them hoops.
Corey Feldman here.
Hell yeah.
Ghetto baby.
Yeah. Now listen, that's called motherfucking bars, nigga.
Fucking play.
You know nothing about that.
What it do? Welcome everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. You are tuned in live every Friday, 7-ish Pacific time. On twitch.tv/Jim and Them.
Hell yeah.
Hells to the yeah. And on the Jim and Them YouTube. We're not on Kick right now. Because, yeah. Kick is always going to be there. Sometimes we'll be live on Kick, but it's always going to be a backup. We've got a new love affair with Twitch after our streamathon. We only had one disconnect, and then everything else went smooth as pie.
Ooh, plus I love me a smooth pie.
And we had that disconnect. You called up the Twitch CEO. You're like,
yes.
Hey, mid streamathon, buddy.
Hey, come on, pal. And we also got our TTS is available now on our Twitch, and it was working well. If you're wondering, if you only tuned into the podcast and you're wondering if we got the TTS working, we did.
Don't worry, during Mall Madness, we did.
Hot off the streamathon, ladies and germs. It is fully available if you are a Twitch sub. A lot of people got some gift Twitch subs, so I made sure that's ready to go. It's also fully up on our YouTube for our YouTube members, and it's on our Patreon. I broke it up in like
2 to 4 hour chunks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Roughly. Yeah. 2 to 4 hours. Yeah.
Very digestible chunks, like similar to listening to a part one and part two kind of thing, which
absolutely.
What everyone wanted from the last one was like, hey, can I have a way to watch this?
Well, a lot of the smart marks out here are like, you got to start with the last 4 hours. But they do so many great Obama impressions.
I mean, if you want to hear the Obama impressions, you got a whole 32 hours of that.
It's true.
You know what I was thinking?
It's one of the first things we do.
I almost thought of doing this, but I was like, I'm not going to do that. But an Obama edit. That'd be pretty fucking
it's a
epic.
3 hour
it would
edit.
It would be like 4 hours of Obama.
Obama. And it's not like fucking where like we're saying something else. We're just saying Obama.
Obama.
Well, someone should do a time lapse of how good our Trump impressions got by the end, because it started out shaky and then
ended real shaky.
Got incredible out there. Well, if you're not in the Piscord, get in the Piscord. I've been seeing people they're sharing their re-listens. They're like, I'm at 17 hours. Got to take a break.
Yeah,
check them back in.
Very cool to see.
Yeah, real nice. Come back to the Piscord. We miss you. We
come
piss
on,
you.
Come to the Piscord. We'll have a few laughs. Hey, come to the Piscord. Obama. We're still in the streamathon. It's like I'm stuck in it.
Obama.
That was as good a time as any. Streamathon 3 starting right now.
Yeah, here we go.
48 hours.
Do you think we could ever pull off a 48?
That'd be pretty tricky.
I mean, if we can use PEDs, I think we
could. No PEDs.
I mean, the move, if we want to add hours, is just to not wait so late in the day that we start.
Oh yeah, you're right.
We're
you're
literally right. awake during yeah. that time.
Because I was up 38 hours. That
yeah,
day.
Yeah. So like we did the math. We were up for about 38 to 40 hours, but we only streamed
and all of
for 32.
Us didn't sleep the day yeah. before.
So if we started on that day at like 10 a.m., then that would be an easy way to just manufacture like some extra hours onto it.
I think you could use PEDs, but only the opposite. Only you'd have to take sleeping pills beforehand to make sure you sleep right up until we start.
Yeah.
And then you're good. But you can't use anything.
Only the
dankest
weeds. Yeah. Fentanyl.
You can take sleeping pills and fentanyl leading up to it to make sure you sleep like 18 hours.
Yeah. Deadly cocktails only. You can take a deadly cocktail.
I do love a dangerous cocktail.
Oh, yeah. I love a deadly cocktail of drugs.
To help me get 2 extra hours of sleep for the stream.
Yeah. I'm a Morgan Spurlock out.
Aw, come on.
Yeah, I'm starting that rumor.
Don't kick him while he's down.
I'm starting that rumor.
6 feet down.
Deadly cock fight with a dick. Obama. I gotta break the glass.
That's the best part about an Obama edit is it'd be a nightmare because it's not like you just find the chunks where we're talking a lot. Because there'd be times where nothing's happening and one of us would just be like, Obama.
No, that's the easy part. You see where there's no line and then a spike and then a line and then a spike.
That must be Obama. Principle.
Oh, no. Because, that was when I think I even mentioned it at some point during it. I was like, I feel like I'm on a loop and I would come to the end of the loop and to reset myself, I'd go, oh, but I'm not. I'm like, all right.
Shook it off.
Yeah. Now I can start again.
You're in a
it's like splashing cold water on your face. It's just saying Obama.
Yeah. You're in a K-hole. You're fucking stuck saying Obama. But yeah, I think we all did pretty good. None of us fell asleep. All of us were out for
when Kristen thought Mike was dozing that time.
Yeah, I was just on my phone.
Just looking at CP.
he was.
<What's> CP?
You don't want to know.
Oh, now I know.
Cop propaganda.
Ooh.
About fucking kids.
I think my sleep has been all fucked up since, kind of. Although I passed out early last night.
I think I got lucky because I drove home and slept for like 12 and a half hours. And then I woke up and had a fucked up migraine from sleeping that long. And I threw up for most of the day.
Nice.
Then I went to bed. Then I was still touched with Jimmy. You know how you slept during a lot of the day? I didn't, but I wanted to, but my head hurt too much.
Well, I was
up
early.
So then I fell asleep at like 9-ish.
Yeah.
And that let me sleep through the night, and then boom, I was right back on track immediately.
Yeah, I think I hit like a 2 to 11 the first night. I fell asleep around 2 because I didn't go home, and I wasn't able to fall asleep immediately.
I could not have fallen asleep faster.
By the end of it, and probably because we were drinking champagne at the end, but by the end of it, I didn't want it to end. I was like three more hours.
I was having a hard time not falling asleep on my way home. Like literally, I was
thinking about that because you're the one that has to drive far.
I was doing. I had a couple one of those like really truly slap myself way too hard kind of moments just to kind of just like make sure I had something to focus on.
That's when you yell Obama out your window. You roll the windows
Obama!
Down.
Obama!
Yeah, no, because I mean, not like I didn't wake up early, but yeah, I woke up at like 9:30 or something.
Nice.
But then I was like, oh, I'm good. But then I fell asleep at like 4 p.m.
Yeah.
I slept till like 10. So then I was up late the next night.
I think I woke up at like 1:30 the next day. Like I said, it was roughly, it was about 12 hours. And then, since I was able to fall asleep at 9, that basically immediately got me on the right rhythm. And so I just got lucky.
Yeah. The key is just fucking like drinking a 12-pack of water during 32 hours. Because, I think that I felt fine the next day, waking up at 11.
I threw up.
I did
the next
kind of
day.
Feel like I was in like the afterglows of psychedelics, though, where everything was kind of a little disassociated.
Well, I wasn't disassociated, but I was definitely. Like, I don't know if it's what endorphins or if it's I forget
serotonin.
What's the other. Yeah. Well, no. What's the other like happy
adrenaline?
Adrenaline. Yeah. Dopamine. Yeah. I was gonna say, I don't know if it was like because basically you're laughing with your friends for 32 hours straight.
Yeah.
But like I feel like things that would usually annoy me like it didn't bother me for like a few days. Like I had the
traffic. Nice.
I had like the afterglow.
Yeah.
Of the stream-a-thon. Yeah. But I think it is just because it's like you're up, but it's not like, you know, there's some people that are up because like I work 3 jobs and I've been up for, or I'm a doctor, I'm an ER doctor. So you're just stressed out the whole time. Like, no, we were up like having hanging out, yeah, laughing and just making jokes for 32 hours.
I've been up for 48 hours, but it's in a coke haze. It's not fun. Like, or, you're like delusional.
Yeah, technically, I was up for 36 hours on our way to Japan because I was up super early that day. Then we went and then we went to the flight. And then the flight, we were on the plane. I couldn't sleep on the plane. Then when we arrived, it was like morning time. And then we went to live that whole day. So that was one of my longer like just days in life.
Hmm. I forgot. We do have some voicemails. I haven't listened to these yet. Let me see.
Hey, guys. This is Justin, frequent Facebook group poster. I was just talking to Jim. Yeah, I tried to call in on Saturday. I had a David Mox bit because we were at my kid's soccer game and the usual goalie.
Real quick, because yeah, I'm not sure how we would have missed this, but then I was thinking it was either someone else was on the line or maybe we were downstairs.
If we were downstairs,
playing a board game,
it'd be easy if we were downstairs.
Yeah, you should have just TTS'd your whole call.
I didn't make it, so I had to run to the car to go get my son's goalie gloves so he could step in, and I was calling to go, this is Justin, frequent Facebook group poster. The goalie didn't show up, so I'm running to the car to go get my son's goalie gloves. If you know of their whereabouts, then I was going to hang up. I know, not very good, but still, I wanted to call
in. I appreciate it.
Earlier in the show, you guys said nobody's called in to say their favorite Jim and them moments. I want to give you a few. Jeff, I love your impressions, whether it's Biden, Trump, Nick Cage, whoever you're doing. They're always hilarious.
Whether it's one of your three impressions.
It's my three bad impressions.
Whenever you get real, I guess the way to put it is dismissive about somebody, like, fuck this guy, like earlier in the show. Fuck this kid. He's just being dumb with the whole Jake Paul, Mike Tyson press conference. Jim, one time going into a part two, you'll sometimes do characters, and you had one where it was like you set it up as mentally ill homeless guy sings the beginning of Teenage Wasteland by The Who, and that song has a long build up until Roger Daltrey starts to sing, and when that part came in, you just went like that, and everyone burst out laughing. That was really good.
That's a fantastic bit.
You get this.
I've been listening
open mics
since January of 2020 when I stumbled.
Car
crash.
He had to call back. He got cut off.
As I was saying, I've been listening since January of 2020. Probably my favorite moment overall was when I started to listen to the show. Some of the characters like the boy Blue just bits you guys have done, you know, I was introduced to them after they had already had their origin. So the boy Blue thing of who's ready for fall, when I was going through the back catalog and I came to that episode and heard you guys hear it for the first time, that was a cool moment.
We gotta go,
so
we say it every episode, we need to watch some Blue.
Anyway, wish I would have gotten through yesterday during the stream-a-thon. So I just want to say one more thing real quick, hopefully I don't get cut off again. I commute to work to the Bay Area. I do pest control, so I drive around all day. Listening to stuff is a big thing. It helps me get through the day. You guys are by far my favorite thing to have on. So love you guys.
Wow.
I will listen till the end.
Great bye. Guy.
Hell yeah. Okay, bye.
He really is like, he's like fucking, what's the guy that carries Earth on his back?
Oh, Atlas.
He's like Atlas, but with the Facebook group. He's like, like he treats it. Remember back in the day when the Facebook group was like popping?
Yeah.
Oh,
he
yeah
treats it like it's still like that.
Yeah, yeah, he's always rocking and rolling.
It's crazy. Yeah. Good guy. Yeah. Someone in the chat brought up a good point. A new dishwasher. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
I mean, I'd be interested in. He said he found us in January 2020. Yeah. I wonder how that worked out. Because I mean, given that's 4 years, it's still not that recent, but like that's fairly recent because usually people are like, oh, I've been listening since 2013, 2015.
Every call-in was like that huge Miracles video. Yeah. You guys are at the top of the world. What happened? Yeah. Oh, yeah, they shut the video down for a whole year.
2020 is a weird time to find us,
But no, that's very cool. Because I know, like, because sometimes there's random stuff that... people find us through, because like I remember like Ymira found us through the Pokemon Go to the Polls video.
Oh, what? That's how she found us?
Yeah, weird. She said she saw the Hillary Clinton Hillary Clinton,
Clinton.
Chilling.
Her we had like a quick commentary on that.
Huh.
So that's thank you for the call, man. Thank you for the support. It's very nice of you to say that we're one of your favorite shows, because we should be. Yeah. But it also is funny to hear because, yeah, like, it's not that we forget, but it's, I guess I kind of forget, like, oh, yeah, we have these things that we always reference, and, you know, yeah, who's ready for fall? And people are like, oh, what's the, they play that clip a lot, and then you finally hear the origin, and it, like, it clicks or whatever.
Yeah, I get that, because I listen to podcasts all the time at work, and, yeah, like, I'm bummed out when I, like, run out of the podcast to listen to. I don't have 17 years of another podcast. I guess I could listen to our podcast.
Well, yeah, any show that's been doing it as long as we have, we're going to have, like, in-jokes and references and stuff. But, like, even just, like, in the last, what, 6 months, Boopox stuff, has been crazy. You could be like, oh, I haven't checked in on Jim and them in like 4 months. And Boopox is like our god. Like, we worship an altar on him. And people are like, who the fuck is this guy?
Who's ready for Boopox?
Which I have been thinking about Boopox.
Who else is ready for Boopox?
I was thinking about Boopox today. There's very few things you can say with absolute confidence. Like, oh, I'm the very best at this. Or I'm the biggest fan of blah, blah, blah. I think it's pretty obvious that we can say with confidence that no one talks about or cares about Boopox as much as we do.
Yeah, there's no
like,
way.
Like,
that's a Jim and Them original for sure.
It's one of those things where I think we can say that with damn near like not God his, level awareness.
Not his friends, not his family, not his unk, yeah. not his
no,
mama.
No way.
There's no way his family one. Still thinks about him as often as we do.
No, I mean, death in the black community is like an afterthought. Blowing out his epiphany, constantly smoking high as kites using Rellos. Boopox Shakur. That was back when we paid for music. We didn't just create it out of thin air. We don't need you anymore, guy.
Yeah, sorry, guy.
That rules.
Sorry, guy, that's awesome.
Sorry, guy, that awesome rules. Guy. You've been replaced by us.
It's a bad time to up your prices.
Yeah, $10? Suck a fuck.
No, you went from like $50 to $100 or something
Ooh,
like that.
Because, from just us buying stuff from him, who else? Now, he's actually enemy of the show.
Nah, he's a good dude. Yeah. We sent some business. He took care of us when we did the year when I got stuff for the year. He remembered me, so we got the old price.
No, my only customer, 100. Ah, sorry, I shouldn't hate on that piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know why you're hating.
I don't know. In my mind,
for no reason.
In my mind, he's that guy that DJs in like a bathrobe, but I know he's not.
Oh, Paul Rubelay.
Yeah, that's why I hate him.
Dead Men Dies, this said every episode. What, that we're the only ones that love Boopox? I think it is. We do have to say, because we have to pronounce our adoration every chance we get. Because, again, you never know if it could be someone's first episode.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
don't know who Boopox
well,
is.
And I was literally just thinking about it today. I remember when me and Jake were young and we'd, like, get really into a video game. And then we'd, like, go to a tournament and either get trashed because we realized, oh... we were only playing against each other, so, or like our small group was like not good enough to get better. Or it'd be the other thing way around where we'd go and we'd crush everyone because our group was so good that we were getting better with a bunch of other people that are good. And so you never know, like, until you have a giant case of like other people's feelings on things where you land, like, in the whole grand scheme of things, like whether it's a talent or a love for something or being a fan of something or whatever. But I know with Boopox, there's just, you saw my tweet, the Wahapa. Like, I was like, oh, someone out there loves Wahapa as much as I do.
What?
Yeah, there's the little, the Mickey Wahapa. Yeah. And I was like, oh, there's it's nice because that's a thing that like I've taught my mom to say that. Like me and my mom will just say that to each other, like instead of what happened.
Well, and it's
and BUPOC is that. It's like BUPOC is definitely our thing that no one, if someone else in the world,
if you set up Google alerts for it, it would just be Jim and them.
Yeah. But wouldn't it be crazy if you're on Twitter and someone was retweeted something to do with BUPOC and you're like, holy shit, someone else knows who BUPOC is.
Someone else knows this.
You'd be geeking. You'd be like, whoa. And so like for us, we are like the arbiters of BUPOC undeniably.
Yeah. When I search BUPOC, it's me because it's my name, Jeffrey BUPOC on Twitter. And then there's one RIP BUPOC from 10/1/23. Which might be right when he died.
Yeah.
And it's him breaking someone's window. So we didn't even view this. We've never once viewed any of his content.
His whole his footprint pre Jim and them is one thing, but post us finding him, there's no footprint other than us.
Yeah, if you go on Twitter, at BUPOC is only the day it happened, which I guess was like October 1st, 2023. Because then the next video is Lil Tay and us watching Lil Tay, and then it says, learn about this and the death of BUPOC.
Yeah. Wait, I forgot Boozy? That Boozy had an album called BUPOC.
What the fuck?
It was that his makes seventh sense, album. Though.
Yeah.
Oh, Boozy Tupac. Okay.
Yeah, because he's BUPOC.
Boozy Pac. Boozy Pac. People always talk about this BUPOC.
But, I mean, we do have to get into some sad news because... Charlie Collin, was he what, the bass player of Train?
Oh yeah, this is crazy.
He's passed on,
sad,
in like a horrible way. He didn't even overdose.
Just a shitty, awful
way. Oh yeah, what
he
slipped in the shower,
house sitting for his friends.
And how many in my lifetime I probably slipped in the shower 15 times but never fell.
Yeah,
just you get that. Whoa.
You think he was vaxxed?
Yeah, he probably fell on. Yeah, he probably.
Why is it that you're the one that asked that stuff?
I didn't even think about that, but that's a good point. It's probably the spiky proteins in his blood.
And I mean, because another Jim and Them staple is Drops of Jupiter. I don't think any other podcast worships or uses Drops of Jupiter as a theme song, much like your friends over here at Jim and Them.
Well, like, we're about 3 years deep into trying to get onto the train cruise, but it's always full.
Well, yeah. We always realize we could spend the money on something else, though, too.
Well, but also, it's always full.
Yeah, and it's full.
Well, this made me sadder than most, like, celebrity deaths that, like, guys that I care way more about.
Exactly. Aw. Yeah, because he does.
And he went out in such a shit way.
Yeah, because the train, like, we talked about this a lot. Because it started as just a joke. Well, actually, it started with Brandon. And again, like, someone that's been listening since, like, 2020, like, you barely know who Brandon is.
Yeah,
I'm
lucky.
Sure.
yeah, I'm jealous.
But
affected me more than if I found out Brandon slipped in the shower and died.
Daewoo, who died? Charlie Collin, a founding member of Train.
They say that. Is he not in Train when this happened? Because they always
that's
say
a good
founding
question.
Well,
I think
I think when they say founding member, they mean, like, because, like, it's the difference between, like, he's been in the band for 2 years as their, studio guitar player.
I bet Train has a bunch of, like, 25-year-old guys, too. Like.
Yeah, I could see the singer of Train, just getting, like, different studio guitarists or whatever.
He'd be like Chris Connolly from Saves the Day, where the only guy left is him, and he doesn't even sing like him. Fuck Chris Connolly, pedo.
But,
He got uncovered.
But Brandon brought to the show, this was in like the early, it's like it may have been more than the first 10 episodes. It's for sure in the first 20, where we were having like a heart to heart with Brandon because the show was already falling apart because one of our hosts would not show up to do the show weekly.
Who, Jake?
No, not Jake. It was Brandon.
What?
And I forget how it came. Oh, we had like a serious conversation argument. And then we were trying to lighten the mood.
A Jim and Them staple.
And I brought up his blog at the time. And he had a blog that was analyzing the lyrics to this song.
But not a hint of irony, I don't think.
I'm reading about this guy, you guys.
Who? Charlie Collin?
Yeah.
What about him?
In 2003, Collin was fired from the band.
Oh, okay.
After
Why?
An emergency meeting due to his constant substance abuse.
I mean, so it might have been a little bit more than just a fall in the shower.
But... He was the He was in the band during all
That's what it says, during the heyday.
That's why it did ring alarm bells. Was kept saying founding.
He got clean and came back to the band later.
Well, yeah, he's like, you know what? A tribute to getting me clean, cold showers. Because he got in the cold shower, he's like, yipes. Bonk.
So Brandon had a blog where he broke down the lyrics. So we brought up as a joke. And then it came up later, like 120 episodes later. I remember we were doing an episode where we were discussing poetry.
Yeah, we were reading like things that sound like poems.
I think we're like, it might have been like old live journals or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And I think it reminded me of this, so I started playing this song. And ever since then, it's just been a staple and an emotional part of our lives.
Well, see,
and
for
what is that clip of us all screaming? Is that like one of the power hours or something?
I mean,
or is
like, not long after.
Or
yeah.
is there you seven, have to narrow it down because there's so many times when we're screaming.
But yeah, the one that's in like the supercut that you use for
There's one from a power hour. Well, actually, no, the first time we played it, we weren't even drunk and we're yelling it.
Oh, true. That's the effect of the song.
And there's one from the power hour. Then there's one from one when we were just getting, we were purposely getting drunk so we could test a breathalyzer because we wanted to see if you ate pennies.
Yeah, we had pennies.
We were putting pennies in our mouths.
I remember that.
To see if it would work on, because it was an old wives' tale or something. We put it to the test and it did work.
I didn't know that that it was a reference to an old Brandon thing because I wasn't there for that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I was there for the time where it came back up when we were reading poetry.
Yeah.
So I always just think of that as the pinnacle.
Well, yeah. Long-time listeners of the show know that when we get into poetry, of course, we're pulling up train.
Yeah.
when we're having our Plato on the at the Parthenon discussions of poetry and what it is to be a man, as we often do in between saying Obama and slurs.
Okay, yeah. After traveling the world, he returned stateside, joined the newly formed Train 96.
Train in 96? What's that like? Is there shit like Sugar Ray where you pull up their first album?
No,
it's
because,
like punk rock.
No, it's Virginia. Yeah. Like, I remember me and Jake were in like middle school or freshmen in high school. It was like 98 probably. And that
Meet like
Virginia song was super popular.
Okay. Makes sense. What is their genre, and why would people get together and make it?
It's like
isn't it yacht rock?
Adult contemporary.
But I'm sure you play it on yachts. Are you telling me that people on yachts aren't listening?
It feels like cruise music.
It's like pop rock.
Yeah, cruise music. Same idea.
I'd say pop rock is all right.
Yeah, it's just kind of like contemporary rock.
Yeah.
And it's also it's a crowd pleaser.
Whoa,
it's
look at the bands he played in when he left fucking Train.
Slipknot, Puddle of Mud.
Fuck yeah.
Hotchkiss.
Yeah, I guess Slipknot doesn't have bass lines. I never thought about it.
And he formed the side deal with Sugar Ray's Stan Frazier and Pawn Shop Kings Joel and Scott Owen.
Pawn Shop Kings? Or is that a band, I guess?
I guess. Maybe they're
from the Pawn Shop show, Super Pawn or whatever the fuck.
So, yeah, he left the band in 2003 due to substance abuse. There's a lot of things that led to me leaving, but it really escalated into it. We never took a break. We drove our tour bus into the parking lot of the recording studio for a second and third record. In Philadelphia, we made our 1.5 record. We never stopped. It's kind of one of those things where you feel like this is too good to be true. Most bands have a lifespan of a few years. I could see that singer. I feel like the singer is like that slave driver that's like, no, let's fucking go, bro. We're not stopping. We're doing a cruise.
Yeah.
We're doing a tour. We're doing a Christmas album. We're doing a fucking another album.
They love music, and they love them. And they love the fans, and they love Led Zeppelin.
If you don't want to fucking make another album, we got Buckethead in the tour bus. He's always around. Whenever someone gets kicked out of a band, we got Buckethead's
waiting in the rafters.
He's just
he's a musical director for the Newport Beach Film Festival per his social media profile. Huh.
Yeah, it's a damn shame.
So I guess that means the train cruise is still on. Because I remember seeing this, I was like, I wonder if the train cruise is off.
No, he wasn't in
but
the
he
band.
Must not be in the he probably wasn't in the band recently.
They said he had come back a couple times, but like never permanently.
Oh yeah, okay. Initially consists of who's the singer? Is it Pat Monahan?
Yes.
Was what they were in a band? Well, there was also a band called Hotchkiss.
Well, maybe they meant he reunited with Hotchkiss the human to be in a band.
Let me see here. Oh yeah, reunited with Hotchkiss in 2015. Oh, to form the band Painbirds.
Pain Birds.
All these bands you've never heard of.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Slipknot, you need a new bassist? Trained guys available.
Has Pat Monahan spoken on the death of Charlie Coleman?
Yeah, he honored him.
Well, did Corey Taylor speak on
right
the
there,
death?
Page Six is saying that he honored him.
Page Six is a rag, though.
Is it?
He died like a coward. Oh, shit.
This is doing Trump impressions.
I'll still remember that garbage.
Yeah, I'll keep playing that garbage. Anyway, here's new train. 1, 2, 3, 4.
When I met Charlie Collin front left, I felt... does he say front... This is in the quotes.
When I met Charlie...
Maybe he's like talking about a picture or something.
That's still a weird way. Like, I feel like the writer put that in, but it's still in the quotes.
Maybe
like
that's a term. Maybe front left is a term because he's making it seem like it's an exclamation of like
when I met it's him. So weird.
Front left.
No,
I
you know what? You know what?
When I met him on your right,
you know what it literally is. Is probably the other bassist was like David Front.
Yeah, something stupid like that. When I met Charlie Collin, front left, I fell in love with him. He was the sweetest guy. What a handsome chap.
This is not fake.
Yeah, this is not something you say about your friend that died.
Well, I'm just hearing this for the first time.
he was a handsome chap.
Yeah, he's getting his dick sucked by two ladies while he's doing this. Oh, I don't know. Oh.
It's okay, he's in front of a black and white picture of the group. So, yeah, it is. No. He's pointing it out to you. That's what it says here in the page six, alongside a black and white photo of the group.
Back into the left.
I did Google the term front left, and it says that it's a music term that has to do with the idea of where you leave a stage, and so it's like the fastest place to leave a stage.
I really don't think that's
right,
what he's doing here,
We have the explanation. You just said it.
I don't think that's what he's referencing here.
He's pointing at the lineup.
Because
like,
he's also calling a handsome chap. Handsome chap over here, front left.
Yeah, that he's still in the midst of just a nonstop cocaine for 40 years. He's like, oh, that chap. Yeah, I knew him well.
Let's make a band. That's the only reasonable thing to do. Let me see here.
Yeah, from the chat. Charlie Collin just died? Wow. I didn't know that.
Wow.
He led an amazing life. What else can you say?
Who's in the ground?
He was in an amazing band. Whether you agree or not, he was an amazing man who led an amazing life. I'm actually sad to hear that. Good job, Zombie Dragmire.
Good work. He credited a late instrumentalist for helping the famed band get notice in San Francisco and beyond. I'll always have a warm place in for him in my heart. I always tried to pull him closer, but he had a vision of his own. I don't think he liked this guy.
Yeah, well, and this stinks of the writer. The writer said bassist too much, so he's like instrumentalist. No one's ever said instrumentalist.
You're a legend, Charlie. Go charm the pants off those angels.
Well, and he's the only other stud in the band besides the lead singer. Look at him. He looks like the guy from Full House.
Yeah, he does look like a stud.
You're telling me Kirk Cameron back here is not a stud either?
Yeah, Seth Cameron.
And there's Chris Conley is in the band, and then the singer Alive is in the band.
Singer of Live.
We're doing all visuals. No one can even see what
That's
we're looking at.
Fuck, I can't even. Never mind. It's the guy from Pawn Stars.
I don't know. It just doesn't sound like a heartfelt thing, really.
Absolutely not. Well, he also kicked him out of the band 10 years ago or whatever. So,
They seemed like they're on friendly terms. They did a quick thing of like, you know, hey, it's 2015, 2017, whenever it was. Like, it's a quick show for the fans. Like, look who's back. He's going to play a couple riffs for us.
Yeah, it's that drugged up fucking piece of shit.
Then a second later, get the fuck out of my ring.
Get the fuck off back to Puddle of Mud.
Yeah. Get back to Slipknot, homo.
I take the bassist from other bands. He's from Train, I guess. Why is
slipping
he
and
in
falling,
my band?
Yeah, what slipping mask and did falling he wear? In the shower while house sitting for a friend in Brussels.
Actually, look up his name, Slipknot mask.
Yeah, let's see what mask
he wore. I didn't
even
think about that. He absolutely has a Slipknot mask. And it's the singer from Train.
Yeah, Colin's body wasn't discovered until his friend returned from their trip 5 days later.
Oh, disgusting. Just the water running, and he's just there reaching.
That's awful.
But he's also like farting and shitting.
Oh, founding member of the pop rock group. What did I say?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, did we disagree with pop rock?
That's not pop rock.
I'm not.
Reliant K is pop rock.
No, I didn't Reliant K is pop rock. Listen up, you stupid morons. I was right. I simply said, like, check it out.
Well, allow me to retort because that's what I heard.
Okay. Oh, allow me to retort. Anything that's said to me, I take as a personal attack.
I simply projected.
Due to PTSD from past relationships.
he was working on composing music for a film. The group, one, blah, blah, blah.
Why don't you go podcast with Puddle of Mud, Mike? the whatever this fuck's name of the podcast. Pat Monahan. Sorry, Pat. R.P.
No, Pat Monahan's the singer.
No, I, oh.
Yeah. Whatever. Charlie Collin. Let's see what his mask is.
That is a great call, Mike. He definitely
Thank
has
you.
One.
It's very important to know what mask doesn't. You wore.
What if he just didn't wear a mask?
Maybe he was a studio musician.
I went on a tour with Slipknot.
He's like that?
Oh, he's on a podcast talking about it?
It'd be great if he was just there in a big fedora.
Do you think it mentions?
He has like one of those winter or summer scarves like Train always wears. And
I went out and played with all these hard rock bands. I went on a tour with Slipknot. You can imagine the guys wearing masks and stuff. These are the hardest rock bands in the world.
He's such a dork. He's like, I went on tour with a hard rock band.
That's cool, though. The
Not
guitarist of Slipknot broke his wrist skateboarding in Iowa.
That is way cool.
That is.
Skateboarding at 38. Whoever the fuck. Corey Taylor.
I'm just Charlie. I'm going to bump into a few people with a mask on when I'm walking to exercise, but I'm that. I'm just here. Does he mean, is this pandemic
COVID
shit?
Talk?
Yeah. What, Matt? Do you think he was like, I'm not wearing a fucking mask?
That's so funny. If he was dressed like Train.
Well, what did the, maybe the bassist, maybe you just have to wear the same mask, right?
Oh, true. Is he one of the 8 members of Slipknot that killed themselves? Because there's like so many. Okay, there he is.
Yeah, he must have wore something along these lines,
He's
I guess.
One of those guys.
Okay, I'm excited to see him in a violent nature.
Maybe put his name Slipknot and then take out mask and just
Live.
Look up images.
Oh, him, Slipknot. Yeah,
let me
Live.
See. I think it's still just going to show us his dumb pictures, though.
I hope he's just in a fedora and like a goatee. And he's still going, nah, I push my finger.
I think he just wore this beanie.
Hard rock beanie.
I know. And his Mandalorian shirt.
And maybe Jeff Wright put Live in.
I don't know, man. I don't think he wore one.
We need to know.
That's crazy.
Maybe he'd be dressed up like a...
Here's Slipknot. He must have just wore one of these like... fucking Quiet Riot looking mask.
He just has a bag over his head with a smiley face on it.
Yeah, I hope he just wore like a burlap bag.
I hope he was the amazing bag man.
I honestly think he just wore a beanie and people are like, hell yeah. Look at that guy. He's different.
Yeah.
That guy's in Slipknot. I love Slipknot.
He's in his Boba Fett.
I love Slipknot and I love that guy.
My favorite
There's
part
There's
no
is way he's from Train.
That would be very cool if everyone's in their jumpsuits and he's in a blazer. A rolled up blazer. One of the worst looks of all time.
Rolled up blazer?
Rolling up the sleeves of a blazer. It's like, hey,
I'm just here to party.
Unless it's a Japanese
Okay,
guy
no,
doing
all right.
It.
They didn't they took it from his Instagram. That's why he's saying front left. Page 6 is a fucking rag. The way it was written like he was on stage talking about a picture. But I guess I should have read it from the heart and prayer emojis at the end. That yeah, it was some lame ass post. Who's on the line?
Charlie, why don't you in the shower?
Ah, damn it! Sorry, dude. Whatever you're saying got cut off.
It got cut off for a second.
What is that?
We heard Charlie. Why don't you blank the shower? So whatever you're trying to say kind of just got stepped on.
I think it was why won't you
break.
Die.
What is that?
I don't know. It sounds vaguely familiar, but I
Charlie.
Don't know.
Charlie bit my finger.
Charlie. He died in the shower. Charlie.
He had confidence, though. I'll give the caller confidence.
Charlie bit my finger video.
Charlie.
I'll always remember him from the Charlie bit my finger. He bit that guy's finger.
And I'm also in Train in British.
It's me. I'm a big fan of Train.
Hello.
I'm Paul McCartney.
I'm Patrick Mornay.
Love Train.
That was definitely an unfortunate cutoff in the middle of your bit. Unfortunately, we couldn't hear what it was.
I'm going to blame it an unfortunate bit, because what is he talking about?
I said it was an unfortunate cutoff, but yeah, maybe the bit was
I'm blaming the bit.
I think the bit was probably great.
Maybe he was doing what's the horses where it's like, Charlie, oh, we're going to the mountain. It's an old Flash animation with horses.
I don't know if I'm familiar.
Call in if you're familiar with the old
Flash time video with the horses.
Newgrounds? Come on.
Oh, I mean, I love me some Newgrounds.
I mean, Why Won't You Die sounds familiar. It looks like it was a Freddy vs. Jason line. It was also an Austin Powers 2 line.
Someone else call in if you know what that guy was talking about.
It also was a Family Guy line, apparently.
Yeah, Kristen, call in.
I still assume that it was probably
Charlie the Unicorn.
Oh, I do. I didn't watch that, but I do remember that.
Hello?
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Johnny, we're going
to this bit's cursed.
Yeah, it's a cursed bit.
She's standing backwards in the room now.
We're going to Candy Mountain, Charlie.
Yeah, that's what I was referencing, but forgot. This bit is cursed because it fucked me, it fucked that guy, it fucked you.
Yeah. That was all. I just wanted to verify that Jeff is not making that up. It is a real video. That was very viral.
What video?
Charlie the Unicorn.
But you didn't say that. I thought the chat said that.
Well, that's what Jeff
said. No, I said Charlie with the horses or whatever.
Oh, okay.
They're going to a mountain, which Christian confirmed.
You definitely have to speak Candy Jeff mountain. Because he's always vaguely wrong and kind of right about things.
Right.
And you're never right.
No, I'm always.
You're never 100% right.
You're always 60%.
You're 46.
Yeah. Wait, you said higher. 60%.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's always you're 30% right. And then we figure out what you're wrong about to figure out how to make
you guys
right.
Always have egg on your face.
Now we always have to read the context clues and decipher it.
They should call it Jim and Egg.
Yeah, they should call it the Jeff Murphy code, not the Da Vinci code over here. National Treasure ass.
Dang, Dan Brown is fucking rolling in his grave.
National Treasure ass. Vaguely kind of the same movie. That's a Jeff Murphy reference.
No, Dan Brown. Well, no, yes, that is kind of how Jeff works.
you speak Jeff. But yeah, Charlie the Unicorn. Check it out on E-Bombs World.
Thanks, Kristen. Yeah.
Thank you, Kristen.
This is off topic, and I guess maybe only for me and Jeff. But another thing that he was vaguely right about once, when I called in to defend him, is Winona Ryder's old lady voice at the end of Edward Scissorhands. And I don't know if you've seen the new Beetlejuice trailer, but she's talking in that old lady voice the whole time, and I just immediately thought of Jeff.
But Jeff says, like, yeah, Neve Campbell had an old lady voice in Jumanji, and we're like, what? Yeah.
I never said that.
Do you think that old lady voice is just her voice now, though?
Oh, shit.
I think it might be now, yeah.
That trailer looks kind of atrocious.
It's rough.
Oh, there's a new one?
It does.
Well, they both look bad.
The first one looked bad, so I didn't even know there was a new one.
I have a feeling, but maybe this is the optimist in me, that the movie still might be all right, but I think they're just trying to sell it off the old bits, because it even has the same bit of him being like, you ever see one of this? And it's like behind his head and like the things come out of the side. Thing. But it's like the same exact joke from the other one.
Huh. Oh, that reminds me of the Beetlejuice. That's me watching the trailer.
That reminds me of the Bugwater. What was the Bugwater movie?
Don't you guys remember? Remember when Val Kilmer was in that Bugwater movie?
Bugwater? He's like a zombie, zombie detective.
Yeah, he's like a zombie from hell. he keeps hanging out with Olivia Munn, and we're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Stephen Baldwin.
All right. Thank you, Kristen.
All right. Well, I'm going to go watch that movie where Johnny Depp has, like, utensils on his hands.
Yeah, bug juice. Exactly.
Later.
Bug juice doesn't come in a jar.
Charlie.
I
Yeah. you have optimism for the Beetlejuice remake?
I feel like I try to
over fart Tim Burton.
I try to be optimistic about every bad movie. Yeah.
You do.
I really do.
That's something you often do.
You see some shit that sucks, you're like, well,
well, to be fair.
I know on surface level this shit sucks fucking ass.
I know on every level it looks atrocious, but what if?
But potentially it could just be gay. Buckwalt.
I mean, Furiosa looked like shit, and you saw it before a movie you actually thought looked good.
Yeah, yeah, I went to see it last. I was the only one in the theater. There's yeah, no so one else in the whole
I was
theater.
Walking into my my screening of, I was re-seeing Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and I saw your tweet and showed it to my friend. And it was just, it was funny. Like, yeah, the world's really out for Furiosa. Well, you saw that it's like the worst Memorial Day weekend movie in like
I didn't
40
see
years or something.
I could tell it's not going to make a lot of money.
Well, the
I didn't
marketing
see any
was terrible. Like, I didn't see any
well,
marketing
it looks
for it.
Fucking terrible.
I feel
looks
like I saw
a bad
it,
movie.
But isn't it the
I
director?
Saw trailers all the time, but then again, I go to the movies and I was seeing it at the theater. Maybe that's why. I guess.
Isn't it made by the guy?
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, no, it just,
oh,
I mean,
just farted
like,
out a bad
you
movie?
Look at Fury Road and it looks like a movie, but then you look
this
at,
does look like
you,
a TV
you look
show.
At Furiosa and it looks like. Like a Netflix show, like a lot, like so much more
looks
of it
like
looks
Army
fake.
Of the Dead.
Even if
there's,
it's not
it
fake,
it feels
remember
like
the,
there's more CG. I could be wrong. It yeah. feels like there is.
It, the trailer, at the very least, shows more like cars running into each other, and the cars look fucking fake.
Yeah, it looks
like
the volume.
And they're going off cliffs and stuff. And you're like, oh yeah, I don't fucking want this.
And even though I didn't like the movie, I was still kind of well. Because I was tired. I was dozing off during this movie. I was the only
dude, Jim,
one.
That's yeah. awesome. Jim, you say that you're about every movie you've ever seen. I don't know why you go to movies, because every movie you go to, you're fighting off sleep harder
unless
than anything.
I really like it. There's some movies I go in tired, and I'm like, I love this. But yeah, what was the other movie I was sleeping during?
Shit, what was it?
That was bad.
Something
oh,
recently.
The fucking... Was that fucking dumb action movie that came out recently?
Fall Guy?
Yeah, it was the Fall Guy.
Nailed
yeah,
it.
That's what it was. You're right. You're right. I dozed
was
off.
Was it Jumpman?
For like, I dozed off for like 5 minutes because I remember I had to ask Mike. I was like, I feel like I missed something with like a dead body.
And
you're
I was
like,
nope,
no,
it just the movie just, doesn't make any
it
sense.
It doesn't make any sense. They just didn't have a thing on there.
Oh, man.
But I know a lot of people liked because I guess to be fair, I didn't love Fury Road either.
Fury Road's
a lot of people
cool.
online really liked Furiosa, but I can't imagine it's not as good as Fury Road because there's even a moment at the end during the credits they show like a supercut of Fury Road because you know this is like a prequel, yeah. so kind of
just show to, footage from the other movie.
It like is supposed to the idea is like it almost is leading into that movie, and I'm like, oh, it's just reminding me of a better movie.
Well, I remember
that
you
didn't
and me,
even really like
to be
honest.
When Fury Road came out, like it was a good movie, it was fine.
Yeah.
But I remember famously both of us took the hard stance that we're like, all you fucking clowns loving Fury Road should go and see the fucking
yeah,
Kingsman.
We liked Kingsman.
A superior movie in yeah. every way.
And history has proven you gay.
Yeah, history has proven us super gay.
Yeah, well, Kingsman's had like 4 sequels, yeah. and Fury Road's only had 1 bad but sequel. Yeah,
that is like the Twitter take.
And only
if
one of the
bad,
Kingsman
why
movies
is
was
there
bad.
7 of them.
But it's just that he paid, though.
Yeah,
Kingsman
that's
is
saying,
paid,
yeah.
though.
To be
yeah.
fair, only one of the Kingsman movies is bad.
He gay, though.
True. What, the third one, right?
Yeah.
Although the second one still has stepped, they're all step downs from the original.
Well, I rewatched
didn't
them before.
Didn't that one scene ruin action movies up until just now? Like they all try to do the church scene and it's
yeah.
annoying
dude,
and gay.
The church scene is still so good. The Golden Circle is good. It's just like it's following up an amazing movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to say it's kind of forgettable though. Like I don't really remember a lot of it. I remember there's like a bunch of like Elton John crap in the movie. Yeah. Then
it's weirdly preachy.
Goodbye, yeah. Fury Road.
Well, Elton John is like an action star by the end at a certain point, right?
Well, he's like, he needs to, he's trying to escape and he gets all fucked up on drugs and like tries to fight a robot dog.
Wait, what movie? Yeah.
In the second Kingsman
the
movie.
The second Kingsman.
And Elton John's in it?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Have you never seen any of those?
No.
The first one's amazing. The third one's terrible. And the second one is fine.
The third one is like a Hitler prequel. Like they have a post credit scene with Hitler in it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Cause it's all like what World War One, right?
And yes.
So they're like hinting at like, hey, World War Two is coming
team.
Soon. Yeah.
It's him beating Joseph Goebbels. I'm assembling a team. He's also Samuel Jackson.
Cause it's like the origins of the Kingsman.
Well, cause Furiosa is like, you know, at least Fury Road is like a nonstop, like
Furiosa.
Furiosa.
I'm being Hermione.
Fury Road is like a nonstop chase for the whole movie. Furiosa is like chapters, or be like chapter one, the thing.
More and then, garbage.
And most of the movie, she's a little girl in it. Like, it doesn't even get Anya Taylor-Joy doesn't pop until like
hot.
Halfway through.
Hello.
And I'm sure there's a lot of like more eye-rolly prequel things that I've only seen Fury Road like once.
Yeah, I've
all
seen
the way
it the
through.
One time in theaters.
But so, like, I'm sure there's a lot of eye-rolly prequel things that I'm even missing in the movie. I mean, Hemsworth's fun to watch, just being like a weirdo in it.
Yeah.
But like, I think we were thinking when we initially saw the trailer that he was the guy from Fury Road.
Yeah,
but
Morton
no,
Joe or whatever.
No, he's a different guy, and it's like they're world building on how like he's the head of some other gang, and he's trying to like take on Morton nice. Joe and take their resources. Hmm.
It's
or whatever.
Always better when they explain the cool character. That's
yeah,
what I've
yeah.
said since the prequels. Since
all right.
I don't know.
You can't?
What?
I turned his mic off for a second. Well, what was... There was something recently that I watched that people were complaining about because it didn't, like, over-explain. Oh, Civil War, actually. People were complaining about it not, like, explaining more shit. And I'm like, but that the problem with most movies is they're always spending time explaining
yeah. well,
a bunch of shit.
It doesn't add anything.
Yes.
The whole idea of the movie is a time and a place.
Yes.
And by giving context around that time and place that doesn't add any value to the movie, you're selling it short. So he simply focuses on just what's needed
well,
for that time and place.
Every great genre movie just acts as if, like, yeah. this is what's happening. You
yeah.
figure it out. And they stopped doing that somewhere in the 2000s. And
yeah.
they're like, here's the don't worry, we'll give the story of
like
a Morton Joe and a Morton Joe saga,
exactly.
too.
Like, sometimes if there's something clever around it for the world that's important to the movie, like, it's fine to explain some things, but, like, that's something we always notice, even when we watch old bad movies for the commentaries. We're like, oh, it's kind of cool that they just did this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't have to spend 20 minutes being like, oh, well, the reason why he has a white gun is because as a villain, he did blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck. Okay? Yeah, like,
he's a bad guy because he's got a goatee. He doesn't even have a name. Welcome
yeah,
to the movie.
Yeah, fucking, yeah. Now, if they were like a long time ago in a galaxy far away, people would be like, ooh, what? How?
I need to know more.
Well, because, and I feel like it's like, I'm listening to a film podcast, and it's like, these are the same people that complain about like prequels or things being over-explained. And then they're complaining about how Civil War, like, oh, I don't quite get the grasp on, you know, what the politics of the, and it's like, no, there's enough in the movie, you get what's going on.
Also, you just need to know that there's two sides that are opposing
exactly.
each other. You don't need to know which side you agree with.
Like, you don't, like, I made the same joke when I saw the trailer as well, of like, ooh, Florida and, Texas and California
well,
teaming up.
All the praise I've heard for Civil War is exactly why I wasn't excited for the movie.
Exactly.
Because it sounded, oh, here comes the movie about Trump or whatever, and it's
and
not.
And the weird thing is like, it kind of is. Like, you could watch it and you could see Nick Offerman's character is kind of supposed to be a Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it is, at least it's done in a way where it's not like stupidly
it's
in
not
your
parody.
Face. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, don't like the bad guys win or something. I guess I'm getting ahead of myself.
I still need to see it.
It's kind of not really about who wins, but I mean, it's just more about like war photographers. And it's the same, it's a similar type of movie you'd see where like if they just had it take place in the Middle East. They just let that be. Oh, there's war going on there.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Is it Harajuku Baby herself in the movie? Kristen Dunst?
Yes, she is. Her and her husband, Jesse Plemons.
Yeah, Fat Damon.
Jesse Plemons rocks.
He does
yeah,
rock.
He does rock, but he's getting skinny, which
he's
sucks.
He's a sweaty freak.
But he's always up and down. Sometimes he's skinny, sometimes he's not.
Yeah, but we need more fat freaks.
But he's not even really fat.
Oh,
he's not like Chris
God.
Farley
he's
fat.
Like, he's not. His face gets fat where he looks
he's
Asian.
Not,
he's doughy.
He's not fucking that other guy that was in Cobra Kai, and then he's
yeah,
in movies a lot.
Yeah.
That guy's
a
fat guy.
That's
the fat hero we need. What's his name?
I saw an interview with him just the other day because he's doing another movie, and I can't remember what it is now.
Because I think he was in I, Tonya as well.
Either that's your poll, not Cobra Kai, the thing you know he's in. Okay.
Well, because if I Googled Cobra Kai, sure. He was going to come up like pretty late, I feel.
He does look like
a Paul Walter
freak.
Hauser.
Yeah, that first picture is sweaty freak face.
Because he was the guy they thought was going to be the movie critic when Quentin Tarantino was doing it. Besides, they thought Shane Gillis was going to be movie critic as well.
And here's a very funny headline. Fantastic Four cast Paul Walter Hauser in mystery role.
Yes.
Who's he going to be?
Yeah.
Dr. Doom?
I think he's going to be a random Hydra guy.
Who's that other? There's someone else they cast in a mystery role that people think might
Isn't
be
like
Dr.
Gosling
Doom.
A mystery role?
Oh, it's Giancarlo Esposito.
No, there was someone else, though. There was, because if they cast him, he's probably going to be fucking Magneto or some shit.
He said that he's playing a... shit, now I don't remember. I don't want to speak out.
A really magnetic.
Something like he's playing a small role that will matter later or something.
So he's going to be like Magneto or Professor X or some shit. But there was someone...
it really doesn't matter who you cast as Dr. Doom unless you're doing some gay shit where he's out of his mask all the time.
Was it? It wasn't like John Malkovich, but it was someone... Maybe it was John Malkovich? It was someone like that.
That'd be cool.
I'll put John Malkovich in the mask.
Oh, it was John Malkovich. Okay. They just haven't said who he is yet, though.
I'm fucking Dr. Doom. I guess that's why John Malkovich.
You got to do John Malkovich from Rounders, though.
Okay.
Always check.
Or he's like Russian.
He beat me straight up. This man, he's money.
That would kind of be Victor Von Doom, though.
Yeah,
he has like some sort of foreign accent. Oh, John Malkovich in a violent nature. Okay.
Is he in a violent nature?
I don't know. He's just down the corner. Be good. I haven't been so hyped for a movie in fucking 10 years.
I love Paul Walter Hauser. But yeah, In a Violent Nature looks dope. I'm just a little concerned about all the carny news articles about it.
Yeah, but
that's what you kind of have to do with horror.
But I do.
Carny.
They're
saying people are throwing up in the screenings.
Well, they're slowly releasing the kills, and I'm not watching
that. No, don't do that, dude. Yeah, stop.
No, I haven't. I'm not watching
I heard it is super gory, though.
But I like that there's no plot on there. They're stating that from the beginning. And all the trailers only show him walking because everything else is probably crazy. And it's 90 minutes. I can't wait. They should have never taken that guy's amulet.
Yeah, why'd they take his amulet?
Yeah, the plot is a Friday the 13th movie, and I'm coming.
Although, backing up for a second, because Shane Gillis... I haven't watched Tires, but the trailer for that looked horrid.
Wait, no, the show's out?
Tires is funny.
It came out yesterday, I think.
Oh, I've only seen the trailer. I didn't think the trailer was good or bad. It was just fine.
Well, like, I thought
it didn't insult me, but it didn't feel like I was like, can't wait to watch this.
The trailer looked like a goofy-ass indie movie. I think it was because of the music they used in it.
Yes, it felt very much like something Jesse Eisenberg would have been in like the 2010s.
Or it gave the vibes of another movie I didn't watch, though, but that... Joe List, Louis C.K. movie.
But the first episode, at least, it very much feels like one of our specials or something type jokes. Mm-hmm. Like, where not everything lands, but also being a stand-up.
Well, then it wasn't like one of our specials at all.
Sure. Yeah, because it's all him. Yeah. No misses.
I'm sorry.
All killer, no filler.
I'm sorry. But as a stand of the podcast, all the people you would want to see show up to. So.
Okay.
So maybe you won't like it. I don't
know. Like who? Are you talking about like...
well, here's the thing. I don't know anything.
Like Gables from War Mode or whatever his name is? Spud,
Billy
McCusker?
Or yeah, Spud.
I know nothing about him.
Gables is an informant.
His podcast, I know nothing about. I know him from 2 stand-up specials and his old sketches. I don't know anything about his
current
podcast world.
If you like the sketches,
world.
It's like similar vibes. It's kind of just Shane Gillis being Shane Gillis.
Yeah, which he's funny. That's why I assume like... Even if the trailer, because again, if the trailer was bad, maybe I'd go, never mind, no thank you. But the trailer was just like, it didn't insult me, but it wasn't like,
there wasn't
nothing laugh out loud funny or anything.
But I don't know. The first episode I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah, I didn't know it came out so soon. I only saw the trailer like
it's
a couple days ago.
For
I think it just
season.
Came out, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I just I meant to bring up the trailer because I was really surprised at it. But I was like, this has to just be a...
Like a Netflix,
like a trailer thing.
Well,
yeah, or it's just bad trailer.
You'll be excited to find out there's 2 characters named the Wops.
All right, okay.
And they're Italian.
Wait, what? Never mind. I'm off.
Although I didn't know Andrew Schultz wasn't Jewish. What a liar.
Who?
What is he then?
His whole—he's Italian.
I assumed he was Italian. I was gonna say I kind of assumed he was Italian though.
His whole vibe is Jewish.
Who's that?
He's like a Wigger guy.
Yeah, exactly. Every Jewish guy's a Wigger.
I don't know. I think a lot of white guys are Wiggers. Is that other famous?
But
is
every
Matt
Jew's
Rifo
a Wigger.
Jewish as well.
When I was in high school, a lot of Jewish kids were Wiggers for sure.
I honestly have never seen a correlation between like
absolutely every hip hop guy is Jewish. That's white.
That's not absolutely. I think you're in your Jew. You're in Jew mode again all of a sudden.
No,
I think you fell into Jew mode again.
I think
again.
You just fell off, honestly.
No. You know? I mean, I've been aware of Wiggers my whole life, dude. I know,
but,
and I've been on this
Wiggers
planet longer
it,
than
the
you.
Wiggers that make it in the industry.
Okay, well,
Jewish.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, just
Ad
Wiggers
rock?
In general.
Ad rock?
I wouldn't have said, like, I wouldn't have made the joke Jeff made, but when he made it, it did remind me that lots of people in high school I knew.
But he's acting like
Jewish
every
Wiggers.
Wigger is Jewish. That's
no,
not the case.
Not every Wigger is Jewish.
Especially
but
these
every
days?
Cool Jewish guy is a Wigger.
Most Wiggers are Mexican.
Yeah, that's true.
Most Uyghurs are Chinese.
No, those are most Miggers, you mean.
What?
Migger.
With an M?
Come on.
Yeah, you need to emphasize that M a little harder.
Come on.
You need to really lean into that letter M, my friend.
I am leaning into it. No. What? You guys have dirty minds.
I was just aghast.
You guys got dirty minds.
That's like what kids do as a little kid in class,
yeah.
Where they say a word that's almost a word but isn't.
Flip.
Vuck. What? I can't say vuck. Teacher is. Why am I in trouble? I'm simply saying vuck.
Oh yeah, I'm just holding up my ring finger.
Yeah. Oh, feck. He said feck. Almost famous.
Another Wigger class.
I think
Jason Lee, my favorite Wigger.
I think you're off the Jew.
No, everyone in the chat is saying
A
W A J. It's true.
No one's saying that.
All Wiggers are Jews. No. Actually, that's not true, though. I say all A-J-A-W.
I think Jeff's off white trash, two heaps and a beam.
Yeah, no, because when you're a hammer, every nail's a Jew. So that's Jeff over here.
That's a good saying.
Jeff's a fucking...
new gym of them, sure.
When you're a hammer, every nail is in Jesus' hands.
Oh, shit. Jesus, the original Wigger.
So so what other famous Wiggers are there?
What's his name? R.A. the Rugged Man. What's the guy? The
Jack Harlow.
The guy. The annoying Jew guy.
Jack Harlow.
Is Post Malone? Because he used to. He's not a Wigger anymore, but he used to be a Wigger.
I bet he's not Jewish.
I don't think he's Jewish.
Post-y?
Why can't I think of this?
Are you
guy?
Just thinking
the guy
white rappers?
Because
Eminem,
Shaffir.
I don't know if Eminem would be considered a
Eminem's
Wigger.
Not Jewish.
Isn't he the original Wigger?
He's like the original white.
Well, I don't
Wigger.
Think he is now because he like carved out his own spot.
That's true.
But you're right. I guess in the late 90s, early 2000s,
he was a latter
was a
day
Wigger.
Wigger.
Yeah. He's the one that introduced Wiggers to white people.
He's like
before
Wigger
it was
Christ.
Only for Jews. Ad Rock,
no.
All of the Beastie Boys.
You're bringing
are Jewish?
Up Ad Rock again. Okay, Ad Rock.
Yeah,
what are you talking
the,
about?
Yeah, no, the guy.
Are you talking about skaters in the 90s? Are those all Jewish people? Because
the
they were Wiggers.
Who's the guy from like
Chad
the high
Muska.
School movie? Yeah. The super Jewish guy. I can't think of his name now. The guy that slapped Ari Shaffir.
Ooh, I don't know.
He's always on basketball stuff. Come on, help me out, chat.
Sorry, these are just touchstones. I don't have a. I don't
sorry,
have a,
yeah, we're
a
not going down
in.
This Da Vinci Code of Jeff here.
You asked me,
but now you're bringing up like some guy.
No, like one of the biggest guys. But
what
I can't
about
think
some
of his name.
Guy? Did you ever think of him?
Oh yeah, on the spot. Name every Metallica album.
Well, I'm just saying because you're saying every Wigger is Jewish.
Ass Wigger. I don't have a Beetlejuice name from
Modest Yahoo is just a Jewish guy.
Yeah, that's just Orthodox.
And he
Jew.
Was reggae, not rap.
I can't believe no one's helping me out.
I think Wiggers
here.
Do reggae though too.
I'm gonna look up guys.
How although much? Ska guys do reggae.
How much reggae, Jim?
Huh? Give me some reggae.
No, Jim. How much reggae?
What do you mean?
Give me an amount.
Michael Rapaport. Boom! I win. The biggest Wigger of all time is the most Jewish guy of all
He's
time.
He's a Wigger.
Michael Rapaport. Come on, Jim.
Not
give me
really.
This.
My joke, by the way,
he's
was
not a Wigger.
He wouldn't be a famous Wigger, I would say. He's famous. Like, I guess now he would be. But yeah, I mean, he was. I guess you would call him a Wigger back in the day.
Like
he was in, like, Spike Lee movies. He's
just a Boston guy.
Thank you.
I mean, he is. You, I think people would think of more of him as, yeah, like, New York guy.
Oh, yeah, New York guy.
Like, is every New York white guy a Wigger?
I won.
My joke, you by didn't the way, win.
Michael Rapaport's a bad example.
A ton.
That is a bad example of a wigger, Michael Rapaport.
Ad-Rock was pretty good.
The he's guy a, that's on like NBA Tonight.
Well, no, but is a wigger a guy that hangs out with black guys but
Jack Nicholson!
But doesn't act any different? Not or is a wigger a guy that acts like a black guy?
Yeah.
Because when does Michael Rapaport ever act like
he's
a black guy?
He's like hip. He made a movie about like hip-hop. Like he's like, he's like...
I guess I don't know. I thought real a wigger was just like a white guy that acted, Rick Rubin? So tried to act black.
Rick Rubin's a wigger.
Rick Rubin's not a wigger. That's a bad example, too.
He produced a lot of hip-hop albums.
Yeah, but now any white guy that did anything with rap is a wigger to you.
Yeah, I don't think that's what wiggers are.
A lot of Jewish guys producing rap albums and taking all their money.
Although Michael Rapaport was in that, what's it called, Zebrahead. He was in a Zebrahead movie.
What about the band Zebrahead? Was he in that?
I think he played a wigger in that, by the way.
Well, did he play guitar for Zebrahead?
Yeah, he did.
Well, what's that like high school movie he's in where it's like, make the right choice, but it's not that. And it's not the Spike Lee movie.
Oh, my God. With these goddamn quizzes that you throw every time. I think you're talking about... what was the name of that movie?
Let the Right One In? Or Let the... Wait, no, something like that, right?
Higher Learning.
Higher Learning.
Oh. But he was a skinhead in that movie that shot up the school. He wasn't
a
wigger in it.
He's Jewish. They made him a skinhead.
Yeah. But he's a Jew. I mean, Andrew Dice Clay is Jewish. Is he a wigger?
Really?
Because now you're getting into something where where Jewish people pretend to be Italian, because that's a big thing.
For sure. That's their second most thing they pretend to be besides black.
I would give you black as two, though. Italian's definitely number one.
But black is definitely number one for Indian
guys. Jim, shut me down.
Guys.
He's trying to tease. I'm getting to the bottom of something.
Wait, say that again.
I asked if you were Jewish.
I am Jewish.
Yeah, but you.
That's why I hate Jeff's guts so much.
But you ignored me, which means you're afraid that I'm getting to the bottom of something, means you are a Jew.
Very true.
Disgusting. Disgusting Jew, Jim.
Haven't you seen my curls?
That would be good if you had some of those.
Jim pulls off his headphones and he's just got the little thingy.
They're up in my hat. That's why I'm wearing a hat all the time.
You have the big cheese hat that they wear that costs like $1,000.
You got a yarmulke with a B on it.
He's a Jew.
He's Jewish.
Jew bumna.
Although Trump loves Jews, doesn't he?
Yeah, he loves Israel.
He loves them when he needs
every them. Every side of the political parties love Israel.
You got to, right?
Yeah, you have to. Or you.
But die. He just loves Jews in general.
Jews. He is in like finance, so probably. He's really a big fan. But he probably behind closed doors, he lets them fly.
I think he's a big pan. I mean, he likes
sexual.
He likes them all.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's a big pan pie.
Pan pie?
With extra roni and cheese baby. And sauce. Okay, yeah.
Domino's.
All the way to the rim, baby.
Somebody's thinking Domino's.
All the way to the rim. We all realize there's a gas leak and we've died.
Stella's trying to wake us up right now.
We should watch the video now. Is Chef G and Sleepy Hollow, are those known rappers, Jeff?
Chef Trump, G, I've heard of. I made up the names hoping that Mike would think they were real. I was like,
I 100% thought they were real.
But I said Drillium Ballas was
because I didn't even question it. That's how you know that I just trusted.
Yeah, it's like Trump brought up Drillium Ballas and Poop Shiesty. You're like, huh? Although they're the Chef G, I've heard of. I've never heard of Sleepy Hollow
because that's what I couldn't tell, because I was like, is this because he brought up these two rappers?
Is this where he dances?
They're not in this video. Oh, but we could find that though,
because I found the video of his dances back and it's better than ever
at the Trump Bronx rally. And I was like, is this just some guys, like just the MAGA black guys from YouTube that no one knows who they are, or are they people that are known?
I know it's dumb, but why is he allowed to run for president when he's got like so many legal issues?
Because they never make it stick, Mike.
Yeah.
This is the because what you're talking about, that's what the lamestream media just trying to put shit on Trump, and they can never make it stick.
The Teflon Don.
So what happens if he gets elected and then it sticks?
Because it won't. Because if he gets elected, he'll just pardon himself anyway.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yourself.
Can you do that?
I'm sure you could. Why not? You could pardon someone.
Well, then why didn't Nixon do that?
Well, you
Because what do the pardons? Oh, you'd have to do like an executive order to not get approval, right? Do they need approval for a pardon? I honestly don't know.
You have to. You take a mirror.
Because I know they do. They do a lot of like. Usually, I think it's when their term's almost up, then they start doing all these executive orders and pardon people. So I don't know if that's like their go around.
Well, you transfer your sins into a chicken and then bash the chicken's head in.
Is that what he does?
That's what Orthodox Jews do for real.
Okay. It's a very cool process of whipping a chicken into a rock.
Yeah, well, Catholics don't eat meat on Friday, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I was just curious, like, because it seemed like...
Jew apologist.
It seems like in a world where he has so much, like, bad heat on him, it would be impossible for him to run for president.
Well, but I think that's why they just keep throwing that stuff out there, because they want the Mike Steeles of the world to think, like, is this guy in jail? The way they talk about him, I thought he was in jail.
No, that's why they run the fucking limited hangouts of he's, oh, this time it's going to happen.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, yeah, they're running.
And
they're
isn't he dead and in jail? It's like, that's the guy from Train.
that's the wigger from Train.
But according to U.S. Constitution, to pardon yourself, you have to throw a mirror in the air, whisper what you did, and then smash the mirror
before it hits the ground.
Technically, you're fine.
Here as well is rapper Chef G.
Stop pulling up the streamathon.
Chef G.
That was just us answering a phone call.
Trump can't even do Trump anymore.
Here's rapper.
There he is, Sabamla. Here as well is rapper Chef G. Does everybody know Chef?
Oh, we've been nailing it.
Where is he?
Where's Jeff?
Come on up, fellas. Rapper Sleepy Hollow.
Remember? Yeah. I forgot, like, you have to make sure, you have to, like, end every sentence like you're out of breath. Yeah. That's kind of his
rapper thing. Sleepy Hollow. And Little Pimp.
Yeah, are these like people anyone would know? Because I know I don't
know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know a lot of these names, but I know I'm out of touch with some music, but especially like modern hip hop, where the names just sound fake. And so I don't know, is this guy like one of those nobodies that has piles of money?
Yeah.
Somehow, or is he like is he like one of the rappers no one's heard of, but somehow is rich, or is he one of the rappers that like is popular in? Popular enough, and I just don't know who he is.
He's probably like was boys with Pop Smoke, who was popping, and are like, Pop Smoke's dead, so I guess we have Chef G. Hmm. That's probably he's like,
yeah,
the
that's what
TJ.
I'm not sure. I can't tell because
YouTube famous, or is he like radio
we'll have to look.
Famous?
We'll have to look up their songs. Okay. I'm sure they're not big.
I'm sure it's a
are you converting my units in Age of Empires 2 right now, Mer?
Chef G.
Come on up here, fellas. How are you, man? Hey. Oh, you. Oh, I like that. I want to get that done.
Someone got veneers.
President Trump. Oh, man.
He looks like a streamer.
One thing I want to say.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking dork.
One thing I want to say, they always gonna whisper your accomplishments and shout your failures. Trump gonna shout the wins for all of us.
Boom! That didn't make any sense. This guy kills it.
Make America great again.
Smart.
Looking voodoo looking ass.
Yeah, he does look like voodoo.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Right in front of the camera.
Thanks, bro. I like those teeth.
Dylan Panther's looking ass.
Oh, it's so funny you brought up
like
his teeth.
I like his teeth. I want to get those teeth.
Yes.
Teeth, I want to find out where you did. I got to get my teeth like that. I want that to happen to me.
That's why
teeth? It's just a funny way to say that.
It's funny because that's why people like him.
Yeah. No, exactly.
That's why someone as crazy and awful as him became the president, because of stuff like he's really good at that.
This is the same shit. Like, I used to be confused by that when it was George W. Bush. Mm. But like, since we've been through that, I'm like, oh yeah, this is what people like. Like, or even to a certain respect, it was similar with Obama when Obama would be on like Between Two Ferns BuzzFeed. Yeah, I'm like, people eat this garbage up.
He's really good at what he just did there. He's excellent at
but
it.
But the garbage I eat up is, I want that to happen to me.
Instead of saying, I want to get those teeth, he says, I want that to happen to me.
That's why like every impression falls short, because you can't figure out what he's going to say.
There's no way.
He's too good at being himself.
You aren't predicting that he words it that way.
I want those teeth. I want them to happen to me. Wow.
Look at those teeth. Chef G, Sleepy Hollow.
We got Knock Loose is here. Hello.
You gotta pull up his dance, Jim.
Yeah, hold on. I wanna see let's see what Chef G's got for his music.
Oh, it's gonna be
Oh, it's Chef, like Sheriff. Yeah.
Does he have anything with millions of views? Oh, 1.2. Everything lit.
Okay, so then he's YouTube popular. That's this kind of answers my question. Is like he's popular enough to like be a YouTube guy. I'm not even dunking on him. I'm just trying to figure out, should I have known who this guy was? And I think my answer is no. But it's not. But that it's for no the real one ones. Should know who
it's
he
for
is.
The real ones. That's why he brought him out.
But maybe it's even outside of YouTube popular. Maybe he's just a popular rapper.
Well, 1 million. Yeah, I mean New York rap. I mean, who gives a fuck besides Pop Smoke? Yeah. But like there's a bunch of guys that lived. So it's like
Sean on the beat, by the way.
Look, yeah, your boy back.
AI everything video.
It's lit. You know I got the wave. I don't even swim.
Oh, it sounds exactly like Pop Smoke, but gayer.
And it's lit. It's lit. Like Milwaukee, walk, get buck. When I feel litty, baby, I'm the man. W's up. We them niggas winning in the city. Put a bag on a bad bitch. Had to treat her good, shorty, clean it up. Shorty, call her little. She gon' call me daddy. She gon' give me lit. She know I'm a monster. It's that shit that make her wanna.
I mean, I don't know what good rap sounds like, so I can't like.
That's what New York rap sounds like. But only Pop Smoke was good at it. And Kanye West.
See, I'm lit and now she wanna. Now she wanna chase me. Boy, back everything lit.
I mean, this doesn't sound good to me, but like almost no rap sounds good to me anymore.
Yeah, so. I just don't know what good rap is supposed to sound like, so I don't like. I can't have it.
The chat is saying Mike isn't on top of the rap game.
He should be though.
Winners in Paris. Winners in Paris.
Yeah, Sleepy Hollow. He's got 1.8.
I bet it's like. What are you gonna talk to me? What are you talking?
Another AI video.
Oh, are you talking to me? Talk.
Well, it's weird for you to do that about this when, like, a lot of music you listen to is like, whoop, 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 whoop. The guy's doing noises and shit, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Old-ass Unk over here.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. With Jeff. If you were in the Bronx, they'd be like, look at this white-ass, dumb-ass
They'd be like, this guy knows how to do beats.
No,
they would all
no
start
way.
Doing the Millie Rock.
No.
Yeah, but like, this guy only
you listen
listens
to a bunch
to
of guys new, doing chirps and
you listen
shit.
To the only new music you listen to is whatever Drake drops.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care.
It's
I don't like any new music.
We're all talking in
I
the
listen
group
to
chat.
Tons of new music, just not rap.
Not you.
Oh.
Unk.
Why am I also Unk?
Now, Jeff's just upset that he's becoming Unk. Well, actually, you've been Unk for
I'm
a
not
while.
Unk.
Ever since 2020, you hit Unk status.
What do you mean? I have my fingers on the pole. I'm the Oracle. Everyone calls me the Oracle.
You're with your boys? No, you've been Unk ever since 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone calls me
the
Oracle.
Check
the
reels. No, you never heard music that sound like this.
Welcome to Unk status. You've been here.
You're like, where's 40? Why didn't 40 produce this? Fucking homo.
But like, I have no connection at all to any new music, so I really don't care.
I know, and it's sad.
But like, it's just funny because you're like, oh, listen to what they don't even make sense though. And then you put on something like, yo, listen to this, and it's like cymbals falling down the stairs.
I'm not saying they don't make sense. I'm saying all drill rap from New York is.
Oh yeah, no, I don't like any drill rap.
Woo. Oh, maybe it's a love song. White girls.
I think that's like a Latina.
She says she a savage.
Okay, this isn't even.
I was gonna say, yeah, this sounds like a song Jeff would listen to, though.
You're so out of touch.
No, I'm just saying that in response to that, that's why all of a sudden you're like, whoa, this could be something.
I think you're right. She is supposed to be a white girl.
I was just saying, whoa, because it's not New York drill.
She said her heart got colder. She said it's over. It's easy when you
hide. Why would they choose a girl that doesn't look white to be a white girl?
Like Sammy Sosa, hit a licking and she licked me, said she coming over. She said, why you don't show love? That's all for
me. Was that you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, this is like a classic summer jam.
That's all for me.
With no beat.
Okay,
The Oracle's back. Oh shit.
The
Oak
Oracle.
Stupid.
The Oracle.
Oh shit. Is that exactly what I was doing?
This sounds exactly like a song you would bump, though.
You don't know what I bump because you're.
I do. You post garbage links on the Discord constantly. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you clearly don't listen to them because it doesn't sound like paid.
Well, you're right on that. I definitely don't listen to them.
Everyone in the chat saying Oracle Jeff, go Jeff.
I saw one that says Jeff's a fag.
That's a super chat.
That's super chat.
What a played out thing too, by the way, of like, oh no, the white suburban parents can't believe it.
I know, yeah. This song sucks.
Can't you tell I'm out the, I'm oh no, he's smoking weed at dinner.
Well, it's what's even better is that like they're playing with the idea of like the parents are upset, but then it's also they're giving every good reason why the parents should be upset. It's
they're
like,
playing into stereotypes on both sides.
He brought in all his boys and he's just smoking weed at the dinner table.
The beat's gonna drop, I swear. This is the this is their in calling in the night.
This is the guy that said "Make America Great Again," isn't it?
Yeah.
Man,
he was smart.
That's weird. That I mean, does this put his profile in danger, or are rappers coming around on Trump?
Black people love Trump.
I don't know if they love him, but there are some for sure. But like, I don't know if it's as a widespread thing. I mean, Boosie doesn't love Trump.
You could also claim that it was like
Boosie would love.
You could
Trump.
Probably claim it was a goof.
Well, because then they got upset at Kanye for liking Trump. That's why, I mean, they don't love Trump.
But that's because it was his, I mean.
But that was white people.
I mean, like Boosie, Jay-Z, like a lot of the big rappers.
Because Kanye's politics for Trump. If you're just like going like, I'm hanging out with Trump. Like,
I don't know. You could, if you're coming out saying line, make right? America great again, that's like saying.
I'm just saying if they claimed it was a goof, they could probably be like, yeah, I was just fucking, I was a goof.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. I mean. It's a pretty long way to go for
I think
goof.
Post-Biden, like, Trump is, like, popping with everyone.
That could... Well, at least the fun factor is popping,
I
guess.
We're back. America's back.
Make America lit again.
Make America lit again. He's America's unk.
Get America high at your girlfriend's white parents' dinner table again.
Are there... I just want to see. The new comments are probably all, like, from Trump people or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, had to show love after seeing dude at a Trump rally.
Oh, I'm so glad everyone's back to making music. What are you talking about? The post was fact-checked by Real American Patriots. Who's here after Trump?
Yeah, Trump 2024. Who's after the rally?
It is funny to make all the white unks listen to Chef G and Sleepy
Hollow. What is funny is how, these guys that would definitely not like this music, they just see this guy at a Trump rally and they're like, hell yeah.
I'm curious.
What a patriot. Sleepy Hollow's a patriot.
I'm curious and I'm not familiar with Shaboozy, a bar song. There's Shaboozy on the right.
Oh, I don't know who that
scroll
is.
Up. I don't know. I just saw the name Shaboozy with 24 million views in a month.
Jesus.
Classic Shaboozy.
He's probably a YouTuber.
What the fuck?
Oh, he's a black country guy. Okay.
Oh,
that's the new thing.
Yeah. We call it a country negro. It's like Modelo.
Medusa looking ass.
But he sounds like a white guy.
It's weird that black people stole emo and now they're stealing country. God damn, the tables have turned.
I know.
He's got Lego hair ass.
We're going to see documentaries where it's like, in our era, it would be old blues guys complaining about Led Zeppelin. It's going to be like Pete Wentz complaining about tipsy Shaboozy.
To be fair, though, if you hear real country, it sounds exactly like they try to work like hip hop drums and shit into it as well.
I do like that he's dancing like it's a Kodak Black song. He's doing like the little dances.
Let's not act like country music stole hip hop, Mike.
What? No, I'm saying,
Mike.
I'm saying they
turn on Mike.
They all tried to incorporate that shit into it, and so this is actually like more he's country than
they're
them.
Just trying to get some radio hits.
He's cooking. Everybody at the bar. Oh, I have heard this because it's the Juvenile song, but country.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Which is kind of good, but also sucks.
Oh, but they're not in the club getting tipsy. They're at the bar.
Good video.
Yeah, number 2 top music video.
But yeah, white boys be loving this shit. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. So is this guy's old music just like Waka Flocka songs? Like,
oh, good question. Do you think Shaboozy was always doing country?
No way. Shaboozy? I don't know. He probably deleted all the old shit.
I mean, fucking... Vegas. What's his name did it best, though? Rumor.
Rumor, yeah.
Oh, well, he also has one called Vegas from 2 months ago.
Let It Burn. We gotta let it burn.
Is it Usher?
Let It Burn.
Is it Usher? Let It Burn. God damn, man. Are you kidding me right now? You joking? I guess he's from Virginia. Video.
There was like a 2 years ago that looked country.
You think this guy was playing like juke joints with like chicken wire in front of them? They're throwing beer bottles at him.
Hell yeah.
Roadhouse.
Is this also a wigger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever the reverse version of a wigger.
This guy, I think it works both
ways.
He's
a wigger by way of a different starting point.
I think he's a nonky.
A nonky. Yeah, Jim, he has a point. I think this guy is a nonky.
This is just emo. God, country is so ass.
Yeah, this is just modern pop country.
Mm.
But Shaboozy's doing it.
Well, I'm glad it's coming around for Shaboozy.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're happy for Shaboozy. Well, I don't have to be happy for him to be happy that you're happy
for
him.
But I think he's just been putting in the work.
Well, I remember when they shadowed him out on that first Coheed album.
Shaboozy. Jersey man. Shaboozy.
That's just for my fags.
I mean, I laughed.
Thanks. That's just one for my second stage turbine, almost.
I don't get it.
It's just a fucking Coheed joke.
Yeah.
You know, a good old-fashioned Coheed joke.
Hell yeah.
Sleepy Hollow featuring Chef G Molly. These guys suck.
This is a good way to get a lot of Trump fans on your side.
It's yeah. Yeah, how did it not work for Lil Pump? He just didn't make any music?
I don't think it had turned around yet. Like, it was still in the...
We hate Trump.
Yeah, yeah. He was just a little... He was ahead of the... like most things, he was just ahead of his time.
And also Trump said his name wrong. Little Pimp. Isn't he great, folks, Little Pimp?
I mean, that sounds like someone's name.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I don't even know if there is a Little Pimp. Oh, that's the old shit.
Yeah, there's the old one. Where's
we need the new one. The Bronx Dance. Bronx Rally Dance.
Well, here's like the Bronx rally.
New York style dancing.
YouTube fucking sucks. Like every search now sucks dick.
Yeah, they have to run.
Because they don't let you just search for what you want.
Yeah, they just cover up every good video. There it is. I think turned up. Huh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Trump dance is back, baby. Some say it never left.
You know, if this was somehow premeditated, it would be genius. Like you were saying, Mike, he's got all these legal issues and stuff, but you just go and act like a retard, like a lovable retard, and everyone's like, come on! Come on!
I don't care if his politics are offensive. Look at him dance!
Look what he's doing. He's dancing and he's bringing out... He's saying, I want that to happen to me.
He's saying he wants a grill. It's adorable.
Look at me. Look at me dancing.
I want
dance,
a grill.
Dance. Cook. Chef.
Everyone calls me Chef.
I'm the base god.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if Lil B was smart, he would try to get relevance again and be like, hey, dumb Trump. Donald Trump.
Does Lil Donald B still make Trump. Music?
Yeah, he's alive. He has dreads and sucks now.
Now?
No, yeah.
Didn't he have dreads when he was a California boy?
No. He's still like the fade, but then he
imagine understanding that sentence.
That's Mandela affected me though, because I feel like I've seen him in a video with dreads, but I thought it was something that
I know. I mean, you can pull a California.
You're
boy
thinking
if you
of
want.
Shaboozy.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I think I am thinking of Shaboozy. Shaboozy's like the white weekend.
Well, and Shaboozy has the like the Florida turd dreads. I like the turd dreads.
Yeah, that's kind of what J. Cole has now. Does he have turd dreads?
Yeah. Turd dreads are great.
Turd dreads.
I want turd dreads to happen to my ass. Thank you. N-word. Look at my N-words. Aren't they great?
What are they doing?
Look at them all dancing.
When do we... I guess we don't really have debates until it's like a month or so out from the election, huh?
Who's the debates?
Debates, the presidential debates.
Debates.
I was pretending to like DaBaby, DaBates. I was like, who's DaBates?
I was just no-selling you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We don't care about DaBaby because he doesn't have turd dreads.
Yeah, DaBaby tried to put out his own.
Dude, you hear that?
Not Like Us freestyle. It, yeah, it's trash.
It's like, see you,
DaBaby. I feel like we'll know when the debates are happening because it encompasses everything, right? It just soaks everything.
The last one was ass, though.
The weird thing is I think usually we're having more of like the party, the Republicans looking for a nominee, but I guess it's just they were like, man, no one's gonna. Just gonna call everyone gay.
Imagine, yeah, try to run someone against
him. Trump's gonna say everyone's gay and retarded
because, like, usually,
then he'll win.
Usually it's just tons of that until they have their convention and then they finally announce the nominee, right? But
yeah,
I don't know. I guess they were just like, yeah, we're
gonna. It's weird that we are like, what, like 5 months out from the election and like there's no hype for
that's anyone. What I mean, but I think that's why there's like no hype, because it's, I guess it's just a foregone conclusion that it's Trump Biden.
Yeah,
oh, no one's there's taking
like
over
Vivek
for Biden,
and those
even though he's got
RFK, I think, is
sloshy dim. Brain and but he's the, too old to function.
But yeah, like, are the Republicans gonna have a debate then with their nominees?
There's no way to know.
I can't believe there's not a better person than Biden.
But to be fair, I don't pay attention to any of this shit.
I don't know.
Because people are bringing up, RFK's worm in his head or something. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. He had
a worm. I'm like, steal to this shit.
He did have a worm in his head.
I just saw that. All I saw on Twitter was someone retweet his own tweet about how the part of his brain that would allow him to be president wasn't affected by the worm. And that made me laugh. It sounded like some Futurama shit.
Okay, yeah, Ghostly Squid saying all the Republicans dropped out.
Really?
But it's weird because this is like when we thought, because we thought it was going to be the other Bush. Bush and...
Kate.
Yeah, no, the Jeb Bush.
Oh, right.
We thought it was going to be Jeb Bush and Clinton on the 20?
Oh, yeah, and then Trump came out of nowhere?
Yeah, because at the time, everyone's like, who cares? We don't care. But then Trump livened everything up, and people were talking like really, like it was a real hot topic for a while.
Started dropping F slurs and became the president.
But now, I mean, at least to me, it probably is different because it's not in my bubble at all, so I don't see any of it. So maybe it is huge.
I don't think
and
it
it's
is
just outside. Yeah, I don't
like,
think so
it
either.
Wasn't my bubble like, either, and we still were bombarded by it every day.
Yeah, I feel like we'll still hear about it when it happens because it's too big. Like, comedy people will be making jokes,
but I mean,
Twitter
like,
people will be making jokes. Everyone will be like comparing some clip from a fucking debate to like a SpongeBob episode or something. Like, it'll,
but what
it'll
I mean is usually
somehow.
In an election year, that's already happening now.
Oh, okay.
Like, I know it'll happen
that's
as it gets closer.
I am.
Like, I know, like, as it gets closer, you'll probably hear about it more, but I feel like usually we're hearing more about it even this early.
Oh, okay.
Because it feels pretty late in the cycle at this point. But then again, I don't know. Maybe it could be... Because I feel like we're more in bubbles than we ever were, even more than the last one, even more in 2020. Like, you look at when we just tried to do a YouTube search for something, everything's so hard to find because all the algorithms figure us out and they just keep sending us feet porn all the time.
Yeah.
Wow, look at her feet.
Wow.
All her toes. I just want the toes today. I want them on me. Joe Biden doesn't have toes.
I want those toes to happen to me.
I've got a friend named Jeff Murphy. I call him the Oracle. We all call him the Oracle.
I've been getting into looning. I'm a looner. Yes, I fuck balloons. I'm a looner.
Shit. That is a part one, ladies and germs.
Sweet. Shit out of my ass.
Commercials, nostalgia.
Yeah, just wrap me up in a nostalgia bubble, ladies and germs.
Oh, Compaq? Fuck.
Yeah.
Radio Shack?
Blow a nostalgia load in my mouth.
Nostalgia.
Num, 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 num.